Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. They may not be the first thing that people think of, and even living here, you may not stop to think too much about them. But living in South Central Alaska, volcanoes are an ever-present part of our lives. They give us rumbling reminders of their presence and occasionally set themselves center stage with explosive results. As you may have heard, one of these South Central volcanoes is giving us signs that we are due for an eruption. There are no volcanoes in Kachemak Bay, and not even on the Kenai Peninsula. But on the west side of Cook Inlet, there are several volcanoes. The most prominent of these, and the ones monitored by Alaska Volcano Observatory, are Augustine, Iliamna, Redoubt, and Spur. The volcano that has been showing signs of growing activity, and we are focused on now, is Spur. Mount Spur and its siblings along the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Chain are the product of the Aleutian Subduction Zone. Every day, the Pacific Plate moves north towards Alaska. At the same time, the North American Plate is moving southwest. Through this process, slowly but surely, Alaska and our non-contiguous volcanic friend Hawaii are coming together. Now, with these two plates coming together, something has to give. This is where the subduction zone comes into play, and the composition of our two plates decides this interaction. The Pacific Plate is largely made of basalt, and the North American Plate of granite. Basalt is more dense than granite. We may not think about it a lot, but solids, at least on this scale, have to play by the same rules as a liquid would when it comes to buoyancy. So when the plates collide, the more dense Pacific Plate goes down and the North American Plate floats on top. As the crust of the Pacific Plate subducts, diving downward, it is exposed to intense heat and pressure. This pressure inhibits the Pacific Plate from melting, but also drives the water out of the subducting crust. This superheated water travels upward, causing the overlying crust to melt, resulting in magma. Where the magma travels towards the surface, you have yourself a volcano. With the increasing activity at Mount Spur, we do not have to be worried about lava in our communities, but we do have to be ready for ash. The volcanoes of the Kenai Peninsula have large amounts of gas building pressure within. When this pressure builds up enough, it results in an explosive eruption that shoots large plumes of ash into the sky. Where this ash ends up is largely dependent on the wind during the eruption, but it is good for us all to be prepared in some simple ways. The ash can be highly disruptive to us, our animals, and our machines. If we receive ash from the eruption, it is recommended to stay inside or wear a mask or respirator as well as goggles if you need to go out. It is also recommended to not run your car or electronics when the ash is in the air. Mount Spur is being monitored by the Alaska Volcano Observatory, who is still keeping an eye out for more expected signs that would tell us the eruption is coming. For up-to-date information and ash models for an eruption, you can visit avo.alaska.edu. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.